Well, I don't know. It'd just be all I knew. Just call them skiffs. Uh-huh. That's when I just come on the old wooden boat they made. You're supposed to take plank. Mm-hmm. Cut planks. That's to cut it out, sort of slope up it each year and take plank and nail across it.
I see.
Then put the bottom straight up and down in there and put tar and stuff in there so it wouldn't seep. Mm-hmm. And get you a wooden paddle about 4 feet long, trim it down hand and pull yourself about. That's the oldest boat ever I fished in.
I see. Uh-huh. And
yes, call them
skiffs.
Skiffs.
Uh-huh. And did you ever play any games with those things that you put on the feet of horses?
Shoes? No, sir, I never did, but that's a mighty sporty game. Some of them did. Mm-hmm. Some of them like that horseshoe pitching. I've mm-hmm. seen it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a mighty big sport, but I like to pitch dollars. I was fond of pitching dollars.
I see.
But I never did. My wife never did pitch none of the horseshoe. My father did. They like horseshoe pitching.
Mm-hmm. Were you your own blacksmith, or how'd you get the horseshoes on the horses?
Oh, Captain's the next man. I never did blacksmith.
Uh-huh. And would you explain how they get the horseshoes on the
feet? Oh, nail them.
Nails right into the...
Yes, sir. I could have, but I didn't. My father, and them shoot a few horses. He had a shop that was just to fix his tune. He had a bellows to blow up. And mm-hmm. He died, but he never was much of a smith. Mm-hmm. But I think even my brother under me shoot with two or three or four horses or thing trying it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could do it, but it didn't look much like it. He was taking Raff's old take clips and cut that rough hoof off. And then get you a raft, wood raft, and raft is hooped down and put your few on there and measure it and see about how his foot was made and why his leg it may be too narrow here, sort of heat it and stretch it out.
Nice.
Get it all around and get it flat and set your nails, sight it through so see about where it's gonna come out at. Start your nails in there. And get you a piece of iron, hold them down a hole and tap it down. It hit that iron, that cut it all back up, you rang it off. I could chew them.
I see.
And then after you get it down there, as looking, you think you tap them back in there, and that tightens them up down there, and take your ass and dress his foot all around there, but I never did.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe try, attempt to do it.
I see how you do it, though. You just spread them out.
Yes, sir.
I see. Mm-hmm. You mentioned a horse to put the for the seesaw.
She called it a seesaw.
Seesaw, uh-huh. And you said you put the plank on a workhorse. Is that what did you say?
White horse, but white dancers. I just said a quilting horse. You know they had some. The folks used the PCs, we talk about quilts on in the house.
Yes.
Right there, they'd be lighter. Now these white benches, mm-hmm. yeah, you could put on a white bench. You could put them on them white. We just had lighter than kid. Because mm-hmm. we had the old quilting horse that'd be handier. Papa, you jobbed around some, but part of the time when you got through building, the old workhorse was doing the same thing, just mm-hmm. a lighter horse.
I see. What would you call that that was built like this? Logs on the saw.
What'd you use it for?
Would you put a log on the saw?